Isn't this stealing?
Nemo watched as Sam ran his fingers over the keypad on the ATM, pretending to punch in a sequence of numbers in case anyone was looking, while actually telepathically telling the computer inside what to do. Or at least, trying to. His legacies were still not working right. He had flashes of success, but they were short and unpredictable. Come on, come on, come on, he thought, hoping he could connect just long enough for the machine to do what he needed it to do. The ATM chirped, then began spitting out $20 bills into Sam's hand. He breathed a sigh of relief. It's not coming out of any specific person's account, he said, responding to Nemo. This is the money the machine is stocked with. It's the bank's money.
Totally doesn't answer my question, Robin Hood, Nemo remarked, as Sam folded the bills and stuffed them into the pocket of his jeans.
We'll repay them, Sam said as he turned and walked away from the bank. Once things are sorted out.
Mm-hmm,
Nemo said vaguely. It's going to be fine, said Sam. He checked both ways for traffic on the street, then crossed to the diner on the other side.
I didn't say I was worried, Nemo replied, as Sam opened the door and they went inside. If anything goes wrong, my plan is to tell everyone you and Six kidnapped me and forced me into a life of crime.
The two of them walked to the back of the diner, where Six was seated in a booth. She had her phone out and was looking at something on the screen. Sam slid in beside her, while Nemo sat opposite them.
Everything go okay?
Six asked without looking up. Sam patted the fat wad of cash in his pocket. Great, he said.
You remembered to turn off the camera, right?
Six asked. Sam smacked his forehead with his palm.
Damn it, he said. I knew I forgot something.
Six glanced at him and started to respond. Then she saw Sam giving her a look that said, Do you think I'm an idiot?
Sorry, she said. Wow, said Nemo. An apology. And it isn't even Christmas.
Sam snorted while Six returned to her phone. A moment later, a waitress appeared, carrying the food they'd ordered before Sam made the trip to the bank.
Pancakes for you, she said, setting down a plate in front of Nemo. Chili burger with cheese fries for you, she said to Six, who put aside her phone. And for you, a grilled cheese and bowl of tomato soup. I'll be right back with the drinks.
So, Sam said as he dunked his sandwich into the soup. Any luck? He was speaking to Six, who had been working on her own assignment.
Not so far, Six said. No reply to my message on the board.
It had been a little more than a day since they'd walked out of Nine's office at the Human Guard Academy. This was after Six had announced her decision to no longer be part of Peter McKenna's covert group. She'd been angry at finding out that they were unknowingly working alongside another group called Watchtower that was overseen by former FBI agent Karen Walker. It was Walker who was now in possession of both the legacy-blocking serum that Sam and Six had been injected with and the scientist who had created it. Six and Sam had been completely left out of that decision. Sam understood why she was angry and had backed her up, but he wasn't as sure as Six was that they had made the right decision. He'd kept his thoughts to himself, knowing it would do no good to argue with Six. Besides, it wasn't just about them. They had Nemo to worry about. Bringing her along had been a last-second decision, and they'd done it mostly because their current order of business was to find Ghost, Nemo's friend, and one of the four teens they'd picked up in New Orleans. Ghost had turned on them, or had at least been brainwashed by her captors into believing that Sam, Six, and basically anyone involved with Earth Guard and the Human Guard Academy were her enemies. The plan was to find out where Ghost was and to try to rescue her. It was a good plan, except for one thing. They had no idea how to locate the girl. They'd last seen her teleporting out of Bray's mansion in Argentina, along with another teleporter, a boy called Scotty. Where they'd gone, nobody knew. It was Nemo who'd come up with the idea of posting a message on the online networks for kids with legacies who wanted to stay off the grid and not report to the authorities, as was required by law. That's how she had originally met Ghost and their friend Max, who was still back at the HGA along with Rena.